I'm going to tell you, that's just like the average pastor. You take John 20:23 and ask the average pastor, do you believe you can remit somebody else's sins? And you know what they're going to tell you?
No.
How many people do those people get healed? Not very many. I mean, so you don't understand it. So you go around talking to people, this idiot, he's saying you can forgive somebody else's sins. When's the last time you walked up into a hospital room with a man been sitting there running around with another woman that's been comatose for 6 weeks and he's dying, and you walk up and lay your hands on him and quote John 20:23 and remit the dummy's sins and then take God's word and stand on it, Job 33, and the next day see the guy sitting up eating. When's the last time you done that? It don't work. Oh, yeah, it works. But it only works to them that believe it works.
Amen.
He is a faith God.
Amen.
If you don't believe you can be healed by the power of Jesus, you won't never get healed. If you don't believe these clear promises from God's Word, you won't never see them come to pass. You got to step into another dimension that you don't understand. I don't understand how He made the earth. Do you, Joseph? I know He spoke it. I don't understand how this thing turns at 1,000 miles an hour and goes 70,000 miles an hour through the cosmos, and how I can stand here on this thing and don't even feel a breeze blowing. That tells me there's a dimension that I don't understand. But there's a lot of things I don't understand. But where am I learning these principles? From this magnificent book. That's just like I developed faith to stand on God's Word to get somebody healed. When I read that over and over and over and over, lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I go to a PhD in a seminary. Sir, what do you think about this? Well, that's not what he meant. Well, what about, I mean, it says here, I can lay hands on the sick and they'll get well. Yeah, but that was back then, Thurman. That was for the apostles. That's not for us. I said, but I can't find where he took it out. But he did. Well, Matthew 18:19. I had a PhD from the seminary write a whole article about me, put it on the internet. Scrivener misinterprets Matthew 18:19, where he says, if two of you on earth agree about anything, God will do it for them. He is totally in left field. A PhD wrote that. It's on the internet about me.
What did he say it meant?
I mean, I don't even talk to people like that anymore. I mean, I just look at the people. I look at Phil up there. That is the very verse I use to stand on for Phil's warts and scars to go away. But I've used that verse on many of you.
Amen.
You've used it on many people yourselves. Cheryl uses it all the time. I know Sharon does too. I know Rosemary does. I know all of us here at the ministry. We use it all the time. It's written.
But it's in the Word.
But you dummy, you. I mean, good grief. Who do you think you are? Believe in this old book? These are just words. Praise God for a man like you that believes the Word. Right, Ernest? Oh, it's in the Word. But look what Jesus said when I started teaching people. Hey, when I come on John 20:23, it says you can remit their sins.
Absolutely.
And the average pastor will not go there. But the average pastor in the average church, when you ask him, do you believe you can lay hands on the sick and they get well? No, absolutely not. Mm-mm. But now, you know why it won't work for him? Because he don't believe it. You know the difference? I believe it.
Yes, sir.
I believe it. I have faith in the Word of God. Now then, Jesus says, I say unto you, if a man keeps my saying. Ooh, boy, he's got a lot of sayings in this book. You know it? Oh, a lot of saying, doesn't he? I mean, huh? Two main ones, huh? Two main ones. If you keep my sayings, you shall never see death. You know, the average person today, I mean Christians, you talk to them about dying. Sure, I'm going to die. They'll tell you that. How old are you going to be? Oh, get to be old. Probably get to be around 60 and then I'll be ready to die. That's when they're 20, Tom. That's when they're 20. But yeah, that's the way man thinks. When he's 20, 60 is an eon of age away. You know, I mean, when you're 20, you're 20 years old, Ernest, a 60-year-old man, you knew he had one foot in the grave and another in a little banana peel, didn't he?
Now I'm 70-something.
Hey! And now you do. Hey, 60, boy, that's back yonder, wasn't it? But see, if you think about the Word, Jesus made you a promise. I bore your sickness and I remove your disease. So if you claim that by faith, He bore my sickness, removed my disease, I don't have to be sick. I don't have to be sick. And everybody say, you dummy. You know everybody's going to be sick. Hey, you can be sick if you want to. But by faith, He says you don't have to be, doesn't He? So then He says, truly, 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 I say unto you. This is only Jesus talking now. Now, Jesus lives in a realm since He created all this. He understands this realm of what He made here when He made the earth and spun it and put it in a circle and spun it. And He understands all of the atoms and everything, how He makes these things and how they all work. And we're learning a lot about these things. You know, we have learned a lot about these in the last 100 years. But we haven't touched the surface of what's available to us. But He's trying to tell us, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that you have a devil. Doesn't that sound just like us today? Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if a man keeps my saying, he shall never taste death. Now see, that sounds like us, doesn't it? Isn't that something? Now let's go one other scripture, and then we're going to quit. Let's go to John 11, 25 and 26. Let's look at this. Again, Jesus is talking. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. In other words, if you don't ever learn these principles and don't ever believe them, and you do really literally die on this earth, can you live again? Now see, Mary and Martha, they thought, well, you know, it's no big deal. We know, yes, Lord, we know that you can. He's only been dead 4 days. So we know his body stinks and, you know, he's all, oh, well, he's awful. And we know you can raise him up from the dead at the end of the age, but we don't believe you can do it today. That's where we live, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
That's where we live. Yeah, I believe that God could raise my body back, you know, after 2,000 years, 5,000 years, you know. I mean, so the body's completely decomposed, and, I mean, there ain't nothing left but a few little measly bones, maybe, and maybe they're even rotted away, and who knows where they've been, and who knows how much soul's been transferred, and you may have pieces of bones over here in this county and that county and everywhere else, but you got faith to believe that one day God can come back and put all that back together, huh? And you believe, but you don't believe He can do it today. That's where they were living. That's where we live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? No, we don't believe that. That's a realm we don't understand. It's in the book. But people try everything. It's just like whenever I ask a man, let's remit this man's sins. Because if somebody don't stand in the gap for him, this man's going to die. I said, when I asked him on the way over to the hospital, I said, what kind of sins the man been living in? He said, well, he's got back in touch with his old high school sweetheart, and they're seeing each other. Oh, I said, so he's been doing things he ain't supposed to be doing. I know he is, yeah. He said, I've told him he can't do this. But said, he don't believe me. Well, sin brings forth death. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, is that written?
That's written.
Sin brings forth death. So he'd been sinning, so what happened now? He's dying. His body's wasting away. He's been comatose. Now then, the sin has to be remitted. What am I going to do to him when I walk up there and he's comatose for 6 weeks and I can't talk to him? Tap him on the shoulder and say, wake up, buddy, you got to repent of your sins. That ain't quite possible, is it? Until the sin is remitted, he's going to die. So I just walked up there and opened my Bible, just like this other man. I said, Thurman opened his Bible and laid it on his chest, and he read John 20:23.
Amen.
And then he asked God to be merciful to him and said, Lord, I stand in the gap for him. I remit
Amen.
Or forgive his sins. So I thank you, Lord, that you live in me.
Yes, sir.
And so since you live in me, you can forgive his sins.
Amen.
Since I'm your ambassador on this earth, and I speak your words for
All
you
right.
on this earth, and you honor my words because I'm your son.
Amen.
I said, then I'll flip back over to Job 33, huh?
I didn't put it up there.
Okay, put up John 20:23. John 20:23. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Now, you'll hear every kind of excuse in the world, but that means everything it means except what it said. You know, I agonized over this book. I've studied this book. I mean, it's kind of like going to doctor school, veterinary school. I mean, I'm sure that they told Jack, just like some of you went and got different kinds of education, but since he happened to be a doctor, I'm sure they told him things in class that he thought, you know, this can't be. But I got to believe what these people are saying. And so when he went to do his first surgery, you better hope he believed what they said in school. Because if he was going to act on his own stuff, the poor little critter you're going to do surgery on is going to die more likely, right?
Yeah.
And there might have been a few of those too.
Might have been.
But see, he was doing the best he could with the knowledge he had. But after a few years, just like this guy that was a head surgeon at the hospital for 26 years, this guy was a brilliant doctor. You're not a head surgeon at a big major facility for 26 years without being a pretty sharp cookie. You just don't get there. But he got too sharp. He got too sharp. Don't take chemo. I mean, we know you got cancer. Whatever you do, don't take chemo. Don't take radiation. Let's try some alternative ways to get you healed. And I see he'd never heard sin was what brought sickness on.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.